They counted me out. They said I wasn't good enough. They doubted me. Well, sorry to break it to you people, but I'm back. 44 and never leaving again. What's up, guys? And special guest, guys, say hello, and then special guests, introduce yourself.
Man, James, you should have just done the fucking intro.
Yeah.
welcome back, GG. Do you want to tell the people why you were gone? Why you were gone?
How naked or afraid was this or anything?
I was I'm a father now. I was in the hospital for 12 hours. My wife was in labor. But yeah, I'm a girl dad now. Shout out my daughter. She's chilling. So if you hear some screams, she got good lungs.
Congrats.
Well, congratulations. James, I don't really care how you're doing. I'm going to keep it a buck. I talked to you this weekend, but we got a special guest this week. This week we got Lulu, who is a friend of the show. She's married to one of our earlier guests, Lewis. Lulu, do you want to say something to the people? Let them know who you are, what you do, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, what's up, guys? First time on the show. Happy to be here and have a, discussion, I guess.
Good. I asked Lulu to come on. We skipped last week because I wasn't really in the headspace to talk about the election. I was pretty mad all week. I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all, bro. I was going through some things. I was wishing a lot of bad things on people that I'm still wishing, and I'm probably going to try to see through. You know what I'm saying? A lot of hate in my heart, and I wasn't in the space. And G just had the baby, so I didn't want to bring that kind of negativity to this home. So we took a break last week. But I asked Lulu to come on and just give us some representation on the pod, from a woman's perspective, a minority woman, and someone that relates to me as a woman that has close family members that do lean conservative. You know what I'm saying?
I was wondering where that was going.
Yeah. Okay. I had to connect those dots, but I got
yeah,
there.
Yeah, went around the
there.
Long way.
I get there, you know what I'm saying? But G, I know you had some underhanded pitch questions, you know what I'm saying? Just to kind of
some soft toss questions for our guests. Yeah, of course. As the thoughtful, loving host that I am, regardless of what you people think about me. I'm considerate. So Lulu, first of all, welcome. Hope it's not your last time on the show. I already know you're going to be better than your husband. So let's get right into it. I want to know, right? Soft talk. I'll go to easy question first. And this is a kind of a round robin thing. Lulu, I'll start with you. We're all in different types of relationships or single. So Lulu, being a wife, right? A very independent woman. Strong, smart woman like you are. What's the best part about being in your current romantic situation, being married? Just speak on that.
Yeah, I mean, so I think my relationship has taken up a majority of my life at this point. So Lewis and I have been together for 8 years. So, I mean, my entire 20s has been with him. So I think best part is kind of growing up with someone in that sense, from your early 20s where you're just kind of a wild person figuring out who you are into growing up into a real person, an adult with real problems and figuring that out and navigating life. So, yeah, I mean, that's been an interesting path and figuring out our lives together. So that is probably the coolest part, I think, is growing up with someone and figuring out who you are along the way. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Very respectable.
Oh, sorry. James, you're in a bit of a serious relationship. However, you don't live with your partner. So speak on it. Like, not that it's better or worse, but what do you find to be the best part of your relationship?
Probably just someone that's deals with just everything that my interests and everything, because I'm off the wall with different things that I like and everything, and also like traveling and going to music festivals. Nobody want to go to music festival with me, but she does, so works for me. So it's just a meeting in the middle, just with our interests and everything, and just really meshing that and make sure, like, she wants to do this, that's a bet, let's do that. I want to do this, that's a bet, let's do this. And really just really like fitting into my friend group as well, because my friend group is a bunch of menace to society. But hey, they're growing slowly but surely. But just really that, just mesh with everyone. And then I mesh with her friend group as well. It's just everyone just connecting and getting along and everything. It's really, I think, really just helps, brings us together more.
Okay. And then what are you called? Resident single person? And not in a bad way, any shape or form. Let me state that. Greg, how do you enjoy your current romantic situation?
Well, gee, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning and I piss excellence. You know, nobody can hang in my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American single machine. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right. I have to say about that.
I've seen his chest. He's not hairy. He's lying. I don't know why.
No, I mean, it's all right. I mean, I don't really mind. You know, I enjoy doing what I want. I enjoy traveling. Not that I couldn't do that in a relationship. It's just a lot more cost effective for me to do it by myself. You know what I mean? Or at least in my opinion. But in the same breath, if it happens, I'm not going to fight it. Obviously, I think I spent most of my 20s fighting every single opportunity to have a successful relationship I had. So as a 30-year-old now, I've learned from my earlier mistakes. And but at the same time, like I said, I enjoy the single life. But yeah, it is what it is.
Okay. There you have it. There's your relationship roulette.
What about you?
Huh? Me?
What, yeah, you.
Where do I begin, man? Being a father for 2 weeks, it's crazy. No, P and I, we've been going together for quite some time. Lulu said 8 years, P and I. It's been right around the same amount. I want to say eight years and some change. Now the beginning part of that, you know, Twitter, I was in her DMs just fighting for my life. But no, like Lulu said, and like James said, I think it's really a good marriage of all that. Just growing up with someone. I mean, we were living in separate places, but I would say the night with her for weeks on end, or, you know, we'd take trips together. And then it just, you know, COVID hit. We moved in together, got engaged after far too long. And credit to my wife, y'all know her as P, for, you know, holding it down. Because, man, I don't know why I hesitated. I was going to marry that girl for a long time. I couldn't find the perfect ring, is what I say.
So Lewis tells me.
Smart man. No, but it's been cool. I think having somebody there, the whole way that you're growing up, having somebody to lift you up whenever you're down, or, you know, support you in all your endeavors, it's nice to have. I mean, single G was, it was all right. I mean, I look back on that time of my life now, and I'm like, damn, that was not all that great. And now I wake up and I got eye crusties, and P looks at me and she's like, you ugly son of a bitch, but I love you. And I think that's the best way I can encapsulate it.
Let me just say one time, Lulu's flexing 8 years with Lewis. I got 18 years in with Lewis.
I know. I was going to say, I was like, I feel like I am the side piece sometimes fighting with Greg and everybody else. It's like, he's in a relationship, a very committed relationship with his boys. So I do understand it. I do.
It's a toxic relationship, but yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I prefer you, Lulu, over his boys. Just,
hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah. I know the better side of it.
Thank you.
We're gonna get heavy stuff, or what do we
think? Nah, bro, we can do a little more soft toss. I'm a little sick today.
Got the gout,
and I don't really have. I mean, if I was a healthy buck like I thought I was gonna be for this episode, we'd be in it. You know what I'm saying? I'd be in a suit with a power tie with my CNN backdrop just going in. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was January 6th on your background.
It might as well be. This is Olympus is falling.
Nobody knows what Greg's whereabouts on that date as of today. So
you won't share it either.
Anyway, G got another question that he shared with us. I'm gonna go ahead and ask this one, G. I'm gonna take one of your questions, because Lulu, why? I mean, this is an obvious question. This is a silly question. I don't know why G wrote this one down. Why is San Antonio better than Lubbock. Family proximity not included, per G.
So, I mean, obviously better food, the Spurs. Granted, they haven't had the best run recently, right?
Hey, relax,
We're on the up, all right? But we have entertainment at our fingertips, very close. We have a better airport, right? And we're literally centrally located to everything, the beach, any other major city. I don't know why anyone would want to be in LBK. No offense, guys. But if you have the option to leave.
I'm trying to fucking leave.
Not that San Antonio is where it's always at, because, you know, it's San Antonio. It's not the best city, but I will say it's better than Lubbock. I will say Lubbock does have its little moments. It does have a very nice small town feel, which is better than San Antonio in that sense. And traffic's obviously better. But I think there's obvious reasons why San Antonio is better than Lubbock.
Hmm. Yeah, I, like I said, between me and you, Lulu, I don't know why G wrote that question down, but I went with it.
Are you favoring Lubbock over, like, maybe not San Antonio, but any other major city?
I will burn this bitch down. I will evacuate everybody that I care about in this town, and I'll set it ablaze like they tried to do with them lime scooters 6 years ago, whenever it was. What Greg doesn't realize, because he doesn't do his homework, he doesn't ask follow-up questions. You relocated. You were in Lubbock. You spent some time here, and you and Lewis, y'all moved. I didn't know if there was a matter of, did y'all consider other major cities, maybe smaller suburbs of San Antonio? And then what I was going to do is ask my fellow co-hosts, you know them as these assholes, what their favorite city is. So if they were to up and leave the clan handle, where would they like to relocate to?
Oh, my bad, bro. There wasn't no drop downs on that question. You know, there wasn't no options.
Yeah, not surprised. I'm from San Antonio, right? Like, it was easy to come back here, you know, didn't have to do much thinking about it. But now, I mean, if we could have gone anywhere, probably would have not been in Texas, honestly. But family, right? That's the obvious reason to be here. So, but yeah, I don't know. What about you guys? If you could go anywhere else, what other cities would you pick?
I don't know, bro. Like, I love Houston, you know what I'm saying? I love Houston, but I also like San Antonio a lot. I would not move to Austin. I'm going to sit here and be honest with you guys. I don't like that city. I don't like the traffic, and I think they stink. I also like Chicago. Like, you, when you go to Austin, James,
that's crazy.
Everybody in Austin except my boy Gabe.
That's crazy.
Of course.
No, I don't know, bro. Like I said, I like Chicago, but I'm also very aware that I had a very, what's the word, picturesque experience in Chicago, where I was just across the street from the lake the whole time. And, you know what I'm saying? I was walking around acting like Brittany Murphy in one of them Uptown Girl movies. You know what I'm saying?
R.I.P.
So, I don't know. It definitely probably either be Houston. Those are the top three: Houston, San Antonio, Chicago.
Damn, okay, deep pockets. James, what about you?
Well, you know, I'm always in Austin, but I don't think I could live in Austin. Maybe like a suburb, Round Rock, maybe. Well, San Marcos isn't too bad either. I wouldn't be mad about it. San Antonio, we've considered as well. Trying to think of something not in Texas. Ruidoso would be dope.
The fuck?
You never been to Ruidoso?
Yeah.
That's cool over there, dude. I wouldn't be mad about it. I'm not an outdoorsy person, but I wouldn't be mad about being over there. It's great scenery and everything. So
what are you gonna do, James? Sit on the porch and drink coffee while you look at bears?
I am. Might have to get off the porch and wrestle. You never know.
they got bears in Ruidoso?
Yeah, like black bears. No grizzlies or anything.
All right.
That's racist.
Yeah,
dude, just like, say it, bro.
Just black bears, other than brown or white ones.
My fault. And you?
All right. Oh, yeah, go ahead, G.
Oh, it's easy. 2-1-0, 3-0 to the bone. I'm going back to all my roots. Once
get
me and
P
get up out here. I'm taking it back to the barrio of homes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Going to the southwest side of San Antonio to the Pulga.
Hell yeah.
No, but send it to
all
me.
All right.
Now, we've considered Buda, Cibolo, Bernie, which is basically San Antonio at this point. Now, I ain't got the money.
Damn, call me deep pockets.
I ain't got the money for Bernie. Let me finish. But, you know, hour and a half outside of San Antonio and like the northern, maybe northeastern direction, we've considered. I got family down there. She's got family down there. And I think it's a nice combination of all the other major cities in Dallas or all the other major cities in Texas without that kind of major city feel right now, because San Antonio's growing fast as hell too. And it's just a matter of time before it starts to turn into a hub.
Real talk, if we move to Bernie though, we're gonna be in Mary's Tacos every day.
Damn. I think about that place all the time.
Bro, I was trying actually, to remember
Y'all probably gonna have to work there, bro, because I think that's the only place in Bernie that hires minorities.
That's crazy.
You ain't wrong.
I'm not wrong. Yeah, we walked in that bitch the first time. It was 20 Mexicans. I said, "Oh, there they are."
My people, I see you.
There they are. That's a lot.
Lulu, I figured we just get into it. I just want to know your immediate thoughts after the election results. What were you thinking? How did you feel? etc.
Yeah, I was disappointed, really disappointed, but I was not surprised. I had a conversation with my dad like the night before, and like he's a lifelong Democrat and stopped voting because he just doesn't believe in the system anymore. So don't blame him. But yeah, he was like, there's no way Trump is going to win. You know, I really think that people are going to come through and pull it off. So, you know, election came and went, and he was just in disbelief, I think, just like a lot of people. And I think it just feels different this time around. I think it feels a lot more, I don't know, eerie, if that's the right word, but it feels a lot heavier. And I think people who did vote for Trump, I think, feel a lot more empowered this time around. So it doesn't feel good. It really doesn't feel good. And it feels really heavy. You know, I think it just creates this more of a divide in our country. It just doesn't feel like a good time. You know, I think elections are supposed to be a time of unity after a little bit, right? Like you rally around the president, whether you voted for him or didn't vote for him or her, but it doesn't feel like that is at all what the message was. It very much feels like losers lost and winners won, and there was no meeting in the middle anywhere. So it feels very heavy and very dark.
Yeah, that's fair. That's that's the alley I was in. Like I said, I was plotting. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
can I say that? Can I say that on the podcast? I didn't do it. Yeah, man. I don't know. I had a bad feeling about it. I was talking to my boy Adrian. Y'all know I've mentioned him before. He listens to the show, and he lives in Queens, and he was really positive. He was thinking, you know, all she has to do is win this, and this state, and you know, we'd be straight. But I don't know, man. You know, the first term that Trump did in 2016, it was just like, it was what it was. You just fucking handed the presidency to a game show host. You know what I'm saying? That dude didn't know what the fuck he was doing. And he didn't have the right people. I think he had put people in place to help him win, but he didn't have people in place to help him really the Project 25 shit. Like, I didn't think he had the people in place to put that in motion the first time, and now it really feels like he does. So Lulu's right, you know, it just feels different this time. I feel like somebody was bragging on Facebook, oh, we have the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And in my head, I was like, okay, last time y'all had all three, all he did was do tax cuts for the rich. But like this time, I'm like, sure, he might get some shit done that's gonna fuck us.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and I think in 2016, I think it was, you know, to your game show reference, I mean, it was true, right? Like, he was the change candidate. That was something different. That was exciting for people, and they didn't really know who he was. And I think that's what makes it so much scarier this time, is that he, again, is the real change candidate, even though it's not anything different from his passed, but it's different from the current administration. So I think that's scarier because everyone's endorsing someone who is a convicted felon, who is a misogynist, is a rapist, right? Is all these things. And I think it, for some reason, just fuels his base. And I, for the life of me, will not understand how those two align, how the conservative Christian movement can back someone who's like this. I have a lot of questions around that. I don't really understand it, but it just fuels this hate and this divide that just, I don't see, you know, any of the politics or any of the laws that come through now that they do have the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. I don't see how we're going to go any further away from this like hard conservative Christian agenda that we're pushing towards. I don't see how we get away from that. So I'm really hoping that even after his presidency, it's a wake up call that people realize that we went too far.
Yeah, that's when y'all have anything to say? Me and Lulu have been talking for 5 minutes.
First off, well said, right? Both of you. It really, again, it felt more defeating than the last time. I was optimistic on my way home. I told P, I said there was, you know, in 2016, there was a lot of chatter right around the 2020 election, and this felt different than that. You know, around 2016, whenever he first won, there was this feeling leading up to it that thought, okay, it might go one way, it might go another. But this year, I felt different. I don't know what it was, and I'm a fool for believing it, because how the hell did 10 million voters just not turn out? You know what I'm saying? Like, there are 10 million votes unaccounted for now. Whether there was something fishy or 10 million people just didn't vote, because Trump's numbers were about the same. I mean, his margin, his difference there was plus or minus several hundred thousand. But good old Sleepy Joe, I think he raked in, I don't know, a definitely 10 more million than Kamala. And that shit right there just baffles me. And to you independent third party people, I hope you're fucking happy.
But do you guys think, and I think, because you guys are men and because you guys are minority men, do you think that that has something to do with it, right? Like, because I feel that there were less voters, and then I think there were an increase in male voters for minorities that did vote for Trump. Like, do you resonate with any of that, or do you hear that? Like, do you see, like, in your groups, in your circles, in your families, was that kind of a reality?
I can't speak to all of the men, whether they're in my life or peace, but it's a topic of conversation. Just like whenever he ran against Hillary, they're painted in a certain way. Kamala was painted in a certain way. And the misogyny, oh man, it gets laid on thick about how women should or shouldn't do this. And it's like, if you were any better, my boy, you're older than 35, you go run. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason that these candidates, they make it up to, you know, to get nominated for their party, and then they have to fall out the race because they just ain't cutting it. But to your point, Lulu, I definitely think there was more negative banter and chatter this time around, not only for her being a woman, but being a minority woman, that it turned some people off just by the image of it, by the visual.
I think Trump had 12%, had a 12% jump in Latino men. Is that what it was? Is that what it came out to be?
Damn.
Something like that, yeah.
That's just, I mean, I'm sure there's, you can't put him in a box. I don't think, you know, you can't, I want to sit here and say it's machismo. And, I mean, which I don't fucking like, bro. You know what I mean? Like, the whole machismo shit, this whole equating voting Republican to masculinity, like, I just feel like you're trying to impress other men, which is fucking. Yeah, I don't understand it, bro. But I definitely think that was part of it. But like I said, I don't want to put him in a box. That 12% of men that jumped up to Trump, you know, maybe a lot of them were probably oil filled. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't understand, because Joe Biden had us producing the most oil we've ever produced in history. I don't get it. So I mean, I think it is related to the misogyny and things like that, especially with minorities. I mean, white men hate women. I mean, we know that, you know what I'm saying? They kill their families and then go hop on a jet ski, take a smiling picture. We see it all the time.
Crazy.
So yeah, I think that's part of it for sure. You know, we put a white woman up against Trump and he won. We put a minority woman up against Trump and he wins. I think at some point, you know, Democrats just have to understand what it is. And maybe Kamala wasn't the best option there. If the goal was to beat Trump, you know what I'm saying? Not saying she's not the best. She wouldn't have been a good candidate, but maybe it wasn't the best for the end goal. I mean, I don't even know who else we could have thrown in there.
But what I was just saying, I was like, I've been on TikTok and stuff after everything happened. And excuse me. And it's just a bunch of, you know, Latino men and stuff. And people were asking them questions just like, why did they vote for Trump and everything like that? And it's basically what you said. It's just machismo. Just, I just don't know. It's just, I don't think a woman can run the country. Just, I don't think it will work out that way. And Trump, but he got our backs, so, and you know, he's gonna take care of us and stuff. And everyone keeps referencing back to the stimulus check, and so I'm like, he ain't gonna give y'all a check, bro. It's not gonna happen. I'm sorry. And that
they're thinking he's gonna give them a check.
Yeah, a lot of black people too. They think they just gonna have to get another check for something, but it doesn't make any sense.
Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah, I swear. I've been looking at videos and stuff, and that's what a lot of them people say. Just, well, he ran us that check last time. He's gonna run us another one. Like, when did he ever say that? And why do you think he's gonna give us another one like that? It don't make any sense.
Did he even? I don't even think he gave us the first check. Did he?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it was all under the Biden administration. But that's the whole point, right? That it's such miseducation. They're just not informed. They're ignorant of the issues. And I think a lot of, like, the whole tariffs thing, right? When you break it down to them and you explain to them, like, the consumers are the ones who end up paying for the tariffs. And they're like, oh, that's how it works. And it you know, like, it's just the lack of knowledge and all these things. And it's just what the sound bites are. That's all that matters. That's all they care about. They just hear these sound bites, and that's what they go with.
For the sake of no misinformation, I know we don't fact check or do research on this podcast, but I will say tariffs, when targeted at a low rate, you know, 10 to 18% are effective. They worked in the steel industry when Trump put it in. I'm not going to sit here and I hate the motherfucker. I wish before inauguration day, but it worked, you know what I'm saying? It's possible. But 25% blanket tariffs is what Lulu is saying, is what he's proposed. That shit's not going to work. So, but I don't want people to listen to this and be like, well, the tariffs worked last time. Yeah, they did work, you dickheads, but not the way he's proposing it this time. Yeah. So let's just make one thing clear.
I think that's history on Bruising Banner. That may be the first ever fact check. breaking ground.
I hate it. I hate that I had to give Trump credit there. I want to
a lot of beeps in this episode, man.
We'll work it out. We'll get out later.
But the misinformation was fucking real, bro. I was fucking devastated, and gee, I'm sorry to tell you, but and I went to my barbershop the other day, and my boy is just spewing misinformation, talking about you know, the whole transgender surgeries in school stuff, and I'm like, bro, Trump spent $143 million telling you kids were getting these surgeries in school, so dumb people would believe it, and obviously it worked. I'm hearing it firsthand that it worked. You know what I'm saying?
No facts.
One out of every five people in this country can't read. These are adults. One out of every five adults in this country can't read.
And they all voted.
Ah, yeah. How did they fucking read the ballot?
They memorized the letters or the symbols for Trump.
Right.
That's what they went with.
That's crazy.
That's just it's
very but I mean, even on that note, right, the whole transgender issue in schools, you know, I will say, Greg, I think you have a friend who moved over to San Antonio and potentially might be a family member who did vote for Trump and was very concerned about the transgenders being in, you know, public schools, bathrooms, and somehow that seemed to be a greater issue than a rapist being in the office. But, you know, besides me, I'm not quite sure. Not sure how that prioritizes one over the other, but.
I mean, I guess I get it, because like I said, you can't put these people in a box unless that box is smart or dumb. You know what I'm saying? That's the only box you can kind of put people in. But as far as why they're voting for these things, I think people with kids are obviously going to listen to these things. And, well, I don't want that to happen to my kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, as if there was ever a fucking possibility, especially in Texas. You know what I mean?
I think we're more likely to have school shootings, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, bro. You're worried about your kid having a trans surgery? You need to worry about someone walking in that school and blowing that bitch up, bro. Everybody's trans at that point.
Woo. Hey, yo.
I picked an episode to come back on.
I'm sorry.
Crazy, bro.
My daughter's going to listen to this and think, this great guy. He's angry.
Something else. Yeah. Crazy.
My buddy.
And it's angry, bro, because I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't know why people vote the way they vote. And then whenever you tell people, like, well, you know, that shit's not happening, it's like, oh, well, what about the economy? You know what I'm saying? Like Lulu said, these motherfuckers don't even, they don't understand the economy. I got a degree in economics. I don't understand the economy. You know what I'm saying?
It's a mystery, honestly. Yeah.
But I know for a fact, I try to tell these people, Republicans, since James's boy Reagan, you know, James and Reagan used to fuck, they grew up together. They went to the same place to go hang out. Since y'all's boy Reagan introduced that stupid ass trickle down economics bullshit, they run with that shit, bro. And it's like I tell people, Republicans are good for corporations, but Democrats are good for the economy as a whole. So if you're expecting that shit to finally trickle down, you're going to be waiting for at least 100 more years, my boy. And I don't think you're going to make it.
I think people forget that the Republicans were the ones that pushed for jobs to go overseas because they're for corporations, right? So this whole bring everything back to America, I'm for it, but they're the ones who created the problems in the first place.
And that's the other side of tariffs. It's like, oh, well, Trump's going to bring these tariffs on so companies bring the jobs back. You think it costs more money to bring an operation back overseas or to just eat that tariff for 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, Elon's going to keep most of his operations here once he starts to get the benefits overseas? I'm not sure. Once he starts getting all those government contracts, I don't know.
God, fuck Elon, bro. That fucking pussy, bro. Ugh.
I as pissed off as I was and I am, at this point, I think I was where Greg was at for several days, but now I'm just like, y'all motherfuckers gonna find out. You're really gonna have to reap what you sow. And I hope it hits you the hardest. You know, the Department of Education going on that, these Republicans with their illiterate kids who require special education, all that shit's out the window. So I hope you're ready for it. All the government assistance that you receive because you got deadbeat baby daddies, okay, it's, you're in for it and you're going to live with it and I'm going to laugh in your face.
And the worst thing is that we're the ones, right? Like the middle class, like that's who's most affected. That's always the, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So we're all the ones who are going to suffer and hopefully in 4 years we have a better pick, but it's not looking too good.
Yeah.
Great. Gonna
happen. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about this tweet that you had. I'll read it out for you. From a financial standpoint, I'm probably fine either way, but this slow creep from capitalism to possessive individualism and white Christian nationalism is extremely disappointing and even more concerning. Just an embarrassing country full of really dumb people, I guess. What do you mean by that?
Lulu already touched on the Christian nationalism, which is dangerous. There's plenty of fucking quotes from our founding fathers that say that, you know, they weren't trying to turn this place into a any kind of Christian-related nation, you know what I'm saying? My boy Thomas Jefferson said that shit, and then he probably had a bunch of slaves write it for him. That's who he was. But as far as like possessive individualism, that's just a direct result of capitalism. At some point, you know, we get so far gone that people, and I think we're seeing it, you know what I'm saying? People start to think that I have skills. This is what I bring to the table. I have no obligation to share these skills or make any contributions to the nation I live in. And I kind of think that's where we're at. So that's what I meant by that. It's a theory from Canadian economist McPherson. What does he know? He's Canadian, right? But
having a prime minister can't be that bad, right?
Is it Pearson or McPherson? I don't remember his name, but yeah.
Something like that. I can't remember.
But yeah, I don't want to sit here and fucking make this such a down out podcast. I'm sorry because I feel like that's how it turned on real quick. But last question on my end. I don't know about these guys, but regarding the election and all that, Lulu, how do you deal? I'm not going to say who it is in your family, but how do you deal with having such a close relative being such a MAGA?
It is really hard. It's not great. Just have to avoid it at all costs. We don't talk about it because it would just, someone ends up in tears and it's not me. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things where you try to be, I guess, like mindful, respective, right? Like, I think everyone really should have their thoughts and opinions on whatever they believe, right? But if you're wrong, you're wrong. You know, I don't think that there's a place for hate. And I feel like a lot of that is rooted in that. Those opinions, the rhetoric is rooted in that. I think the person I'm thinking of is an immigrant. And so having that perspective of, well, I did it the legal way and everyone else should do it too, I think is just a very small lens to look at things through. I don't think the world is that black and white. So, yeah, it's not the funnest thing to navigate, but I think for the sake of my relationship with this person, I have to just avoid it. And I don't know if y'all go through it, if you have any family members that are in that same category, but it's just it's a tough conversation to handle.
Well, I've had, and I mean, we're not super close as we used to be, but I have a few cousins that are just, they've been posting a lot, even before the election, just about go Trump this, go Trump that. And I'm just like, do y'all even know? Because they're not super political. So I'm just like, do they even know like what's really going on? And they would just, you know, tweet about, I mean, not tweet about it, but they're on Facebook, they're not on Twitter, but they would just talk about it on Facebook and everything and just promote and just like, yeah, he's going to be better for this country and all this. And I'm just like, what do, and I would ask them just like, do y'all know what y'all are talking about and everything? And, oh, he's just, you know, we just don't see if, like, I was talking about those TikTok videos, and these are women that are my cousins that are saying that too. Like, I just don't see if about a woman being our president and stuff. And I'm just like, what are y'all talking about? Is that the only reason? Do y'all see what he's done, who he is, and anything like that? Well, I mean, I'm like, all right. They can't ever give me a straight answer. So, again, they're not close cousins, but I've seen a lot of their talk on Facebook, and I just have to ask the questions. I'm just, y'all really don't know what really be going on. Y'all just want to jump on a bandwagon and just run with it and don't know what's really happening.
Yeah,
which is unfortunate, but that's them.
I had a conversation with my mom, and she told me that she doesn't vote. And then she was very quick to say, well, I don't vote, so I don't talk about it. I said, well, at least you play by those rules. I did encourage her to vote, if for anything else, for her granddaughter now. But honestly, if my family, if any of them are Republicans, they're very hush-hush about it. A lot of my family I'm not super close with. That's not me bragging on it. It's just how things have shaken out over the years. My relatives on Facebook, they don't say anything political. And if they do, I cut them off. And I told my mom that straight up, because she was up here for a little while with us and the baby. And I said, hey, whenever you get back, if your family wants to know why they're not on my Facebook, I said, because I don't respect their morals, their ethics, where they lie, who they align themselves with. So there's no way I'm allowing my daughter to grow up around people like that. I don't care what the extent is. You can keep that shit to yourself. It's just politics. No, it's not just politics. Whenever it starts to affect the people that you quote unquote love, there has to be a line in the sand, and I'll be damned if you expect me to cross it for you. Because if you're complaining about why I cut you off, then obviously you're the one who wants me in your life. So if you can't change that, I got my wife, I got my friends, I got my daughter. That wasn't in order. Just putting that out there. the people that I love and care about are near and dear, and we're all aligned in the same issues and subjects and things of that nature. So I'm okay to cut people out. Those closest to me or distanced, it doesn't matter. I'm cool. Like, you can move from around me with all that. Disguise it for whoever else you want to. Be that person for somebody else is just not going to fly with me.
Well said. Well said, G. I think that's pretty cool that you will cut them off, because the majority of my mom's side of the family, they lean conservative, and I'm like, why, bro? Y'all are poor. You know what I mean? We're all poor. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know. But same kind of thing with Lulu. We just kind of, they sit and talk about it amongst themselves, but when I enter the room, it's well, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
So, and I tell them all the time that shit's stupid. You know what I'm saying?
You just got to go to the room and say that?
Yeah, bro. What's going to happen, bro?
Yo, in here being dumb again. I see myself.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate, you know what I'm saying? And because like me, I like I said in that post, I'm fine either way, you know what I'm saying? I'm a single, you know, pretty fair skin. I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? I know colorism is also an issue, but I mean, and I make decent money for a single person. Like, I'm fine. You know, I'm not voting for me though. You know what I'm saying? I'm voting for, you know, my boy G. He's got kids. You know what I mean? Like, got a daughter. You know, I'm voting for, you know, other people, bro, to fucking empathy when this country doesn't have it anymore. And I could go on all day, but I mean, I don't want to focus on that shit anymore. So we can move on. I said my piece. All right. My pieces.
Well, I have a few topics of just stuff that happened this week. I didn't know this much stuff happened this week until I sat down and started looking at things. But first off, this is a question from a listener. And they wanted me to ask, is it disrespectful for an actor to wear their wedding ring and have a kissing or sex scene with their co-host?
What? Wait, what do you mean?
They're wearing the ring?
They're married to somebody else and they have, you know, they have a kissing scene or a sex scene in a movie. Is it disrespectful to keep their wedding ring on or just take it off? What do you think?
Why would they be wearing the ring in the movie? Is the character married?
I'm guessing so. I'll say that they are married in the movie. But they're married in real life and they have to do this in the movie. So should they take it off or just leave it on?
Is the man more handsome than me?
Oh my.
Because if he is, divorce. Or we're talking about actors. We're talking about other people. Nah, yeah. I mean, that's your industry. If you get involved with somebody like that, you got to understand. Like, I'm going to do the obvious one because something came up. Like what's her name? Sydney Sweeney? It's like, if you have a scene with her, you know it's either going to be y'all are giggling or y'all are bumping uglies. And if you can't handle that on either side, right? If you're Sydney Sweeney's significant other or if you're the male's significant other, you got to know what you've signed up for. And sex sells, baby. Whether it's a kiss scene or some sexy time scene, it's going to be in a movie nowadays. That's why it's all PG-13 or worse.
But what if you're on the opposite side? Are you okay with your spouse doing a sex scene with?
Ooh.
Oh, hell no. P's only taking roles as nuns.
Fair, fair.
I think I'll speak to that. If my girl's on screen getting busy with Johnny Depp in 1989, because Johnny Depp in 89 was handsome, it's not that. I'd be insecure about it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, maybe seeing that ring on her finger in the middle of her getting railed by Johnny Depp might bring some sense of security.
Girl!
You know, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Maybe. It could be. Or maybe it brings scorn and you're like, wow, you did that in the ring I gave you. I don't know, bro. That's tough.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be more heated seeing that, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. I hate her.
Yeah, he's a fictional person. Greg hates.
What about you, Lulu? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'd be probably fuming. You know, ring, no ring. I don't think it matters in that if they're acting. But yeah, I'd be on the sidelines, pretty pissed off, probably.
Mm-hmm. James,
love it. Honesty.
Yeah, I'd be mad, but like Greg said, if they kept it on, I'd be like, you know what? Maybe I can look past it. It's just a movie, right? And she kept the ring on.
Is it just a movie, James?
You're talking about a whole different topic. I'm talking about
this. She giggled a little too much. She laughed a little too.
Damn, she never made that noise with you.
That's like, hey, what was the extra laugh? So fucking funny.
Hey, cut, director, cut real quick.
I got a question. But listener. I think if she kept the ring on, I think I'd be a little bit more okay with it. But if I see it and then the ring's off and you know you see the tan or whatever, I'm like, hey yo, you could have kept it on. Y'all supposed to be like a married couple or whatever, so I take it off. But yeah. Tough question though.
That was a tough question.
Breaking news. Not breaking news. It happened earlier today. The sexiest man alive was announced for 2024, and you'll be surprised to hear who it was.
So it was random.
Me. It was me. I was the sexiest man alive.
I voted James.
JK, John Krasinski, Quiet Place, The Office. He's probably done some other stuff, but yeah, John Krasinski is the sexiest man alive this year. So I'm asking you all, if your vote won it, who would you vote the sexiest man alive to be for 2024? It can't be me. Sorry.
I would take two votes out just for you.
Like, God, negative votes.
Go ahead, give me. Go ahead, give me Drake with the pigtails.
Oh my gosh!
No.
Yep.
I hate you.
It's terrible. I would put in my vote for either, what is his name? Damon Wayans Jr. or Lamorne Morris.
Hey, shout out New Girl.
One of them too.
Lulu, what about you?
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed, but my middle school grade self still loves Robert Pattinson, and yeah, absolutely. I know it's embarrassing. It really is. It's a hot take, but it is. It's true. It's true.
I don't know.
He's opaque,
Batman.
I know.
That glittery skin did it for a lot of young girls back then.
It really did. I was sold. I really was.
Hey, he's pretty brooding in the Batman. I get it.
Yeah, he's. I get it. You know. Sold again.
Have you heard his real voice?
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Motherfucker sounds like a cartoon character. Hey, you called me. He's real high pitch and whiny.
It is a little whiny.
Wow.
G, did you give us an answer?
For Sexiest Man Alive?
Yeah.
Man, it's probably cliche, but it's going to be Idris Elba for the foreseeable future. Or, man, the images of Denzel in the new Gladiator film. With the gray and the contacts he got on him, hey, he could be my sugar daddy.
He's past his prime, you know?
No. Black don't crack, Lulu. Black don't crack. No,
I didn't say it did.
The prime. Black men are like fine wine and cheeses, right? Getting better
That's
with time.
Fair. That's fair.
Didn't he just win that one yet?
Jesus.
Yeah,
I think he did win it.
Okay.
I'm more like a not so good expensive cheese. I'm one of them cheese that goes bad in your fridge after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't do well.
After 2 weeks.
Like a gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
I'm glad Lulu's still in here because I brought a topic that's not political. I know listeners are probably going to be happy. Wisconsin man, Ryan Borgwart. I don't know how to say his last name. Borgwart. I don't know. Apparently faked his own drowning this summer so he could abandon his family and flee to Eastern Europe. Also took out $375,000 in life insurance.
Damn.
They said he got interviewed on a TikTok and said that he wants to leave his wife for a Ukrainian girl.
Hmm.
The evidence, intelligence is saying he was spotted in, they just said, we believe he's alive in Eastern Europe somewhere. They don't know where he's at exactly, but some agency is tracking him. But I brought this to y'all because I wanted to see. I mean, y'all are all in relationships. If y'all wanted to get out of these relationships for whatever reason, this is a non-judgment place. How would y'all fake y'all's death? Because clearly the fake drowning didn't work.
Well, he went on TikTok. That was his first mistake.
Well, that was before he did it, though.
Oh, it was his first. James, he did it first.
He left shoes.
Yeah, that too. Like he said, I would leave my wife for a Ukrainian girl. Yeah. He messed up. You can't leave no trace. Yeah. But the way I would do it?
Hey. I don't know. Because I don't be doing a lot of dangerous shit. You know what I mean? Like yeah. If P heard that I drowned, she'd be like, that motherfucker don't swim. What was he doing? He's lying. He don't swim. Could it be death by a golf ball? Because I do be on that golf course.
Man, it's hard to fake.
Yeah.
I fake a pallet falling on me, like from the top stock in the back room.
Is that Looney Tunes type ass death?
Yeah, huh? You're gonna pull the pallet out. You'd be like a piano. I mean, an accordion.
Just accordion. I don't know. You didn't tell me how I would do it. You just said, I mean, like what all I would do. I'm just saying that's probably the easiest way. What's it called? Act like it's carbon monoxide or something like that.
Mm.
We'll just dip off after that.
Lily?
I mean, I don't know what they'd see my body. I gotta disappear. I feel like that's the only way to do it. I feel like you have to have some elaborate story. So maybe I'm on vacation and I just get kidnapped. I don't know. Mm. Maybe it has to be like we're on a trip somewhere and I maybe leave some clues, mysterious clues, and I'm kidnapped or something. That's what it would have to be.
I don't see it.
Pretty good.
There's no way. I can't leave my body behind.
It's hard to imagine Lewis going full Liam Neeson and taken.
Yes.
Because I've seen him get angry and it's not that intimidating. Where is she? Who's this guy? Why is he screaming at me?
I think you go full mafia, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get a homeless person, I'm gonna put him in my car, and I'm gonna light the car on fire.
nobody.
Not the first time I said it on this podcast. today. So they're going to have a tough time identifying the body, right? I'm going to hop on a cargo ship, and I'm going to go somewhere. I don't even know where the cargo ship's going. I'm just going to go on the first one I see and hope it goes to a desirable place.
Probably
going to
go to China.
Damn.
Well, I guess I'll be there.
He's going to sleep through the round trip and end up back in the damn States.
Right. I do love sleeping on boats.
End up in New Jersey or some shit.
What is
it? I think that's the way to do it, bro.
That way? I don't know.
I think I'll drive my car off a cliff.
Just into the ocean. Or
there's no body, though.
The ocean.
The sharks got me.
It wouldn't be a, you got to have a body, man.
Sharks got me.
You don't have to have a body. It just disappeared.
They didn't have bodies.
Oh, it's like that. It's like that guy that killed, what's her name? The girl in, I can't believe I remember. I forgot her name. The boyfriend killed his girlfriend like a couple summers ago. They're driving around in a van.
Oh yeah.
I got you.
It was a crime.
I forgot what it was.
Gabby Portino, wasn't it? Or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't think he's dead. They found a hand and said he got eaten by an alligator. That motherfucker chopped his hand off and he's in Cuba right now.
I went down it.
What? So sidebar, if you had to, what would be one part of yourself you could cut off?
The toe next to the pinky toe.
Your fourth toe? Your ring toe?
Yeah, I can do without that bitch.
How would you do it?
Probably a knife. I don't know. I'm not going to bite it.
Probably a knife. Okay. Next.
I'll do a pinky. Like I said, a machete. I'm gonna have to be hella drunk. Gone.
What about you, Lulu? What could you part with?
I don't want to lose a toe or a finger. I want to say like my ear, but that's so noticeable. So,
Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Let's just say ear. I think I could part ways.
Damn. That's tough.
And you?
That's tough.
Oh, shit, bro. Take a foot.
The whole foot?
The whole foot.
Get my shoes half off.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
I mean, I was just thinking because you said hack a body part off, and I just thought saw in my head, and I'm like, man, could I saw through my ankle?
Hell nah.
I'd black out. I know I would. Oh.
Yeah, I'd throw up.
just get let a strike get your leg. Call it good.
Hell no. Anyway, sorry.
Well, Lou, it's usually a time we hit sports, and I know you said you weren't going to contribute to that part. So,
yeah, so sorry.
Thanks for coming on. You know, you're my favorite Peruvian pepper. Peruvian puff pepper. You're my third favorite Puerto Rican.
Okay. Okay. There it is. Okay.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Like, what's going with this?
I said, I knew she was Puerto Rican, but hold on.
Thanks for having me, guys. Happy to be here and have some discussions. Sorry for the listeners. Hope it wasn't too much of a downer, but yeah, good conversation.
No, you were great. Right. Appreciate you coming on.
Of course. All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. When the girls are away, it's time for the boys to play sports. Boom, yep. Pow, crash, beers. I'm back. Sports. I'm pretty sure the sound bite that James made was probably a whole lot better. But real quick, snaps and claps for Lulu. I think every guest we've had on has been cool. Really enjoyed her insight. Always appreciate a woman's POV. So, we'd love to have her back sooner than later. Good people there. Wish them all the best in San Antonio. Lewis, Lulu, y'all are listening. Love y'all. Damn, that was supposed to be sports, huh? Oops.
Oh, yeah. We're back in sports, though. I'll start because fuck it. We lost Colorado. same shit. You know, offensive line didn't hold up. Kittley called probably one of the dumbest games I've ever seen him call. Kittley is ass, boy. I want nothing but the worst for that man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. He's got the first 15 plays, bro, scripted. They're good every week. And then once he gets past those 15 plays, he's just pissing down his leg. He's like, fuck, man. Why not just script the whole game if he can only script plays? You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Very true.
Let's see. Texas Tech basketball's back. They're playing super shitty opponents, but they're winning by 40 like they're supposed to. So I'm pleased there. They're shooting threes, lights out. We played the first two games without any point guards, so that was kind of crazy that we almost set the three-point record without them. But they're looking good. Hopefully they have a good season. That JT Topper from New Mexico is balling, bro. I think he's averaging like 20. Like I said, a lot of elite shooting. I will see how it goes. Same thing as last year. I'm concerned that we only have one big man, so I'm afraid he goes down. The season goes down. But it is what it is. Spurs still trying to find out who they are. We got Devin Vassell back. I'm excited about that, but he's coming off the bench right now. Our rookie, Stephon Castle, that man is nice, bro.
Yeah, he looks nice.
If he gets a consistent three, or really just a consistent shot anywhere, I think he'll be good. But like I said, as a team, we got fucking Zach Collins still on the team. I think it's still a tank job. Anytime he's on the roster, we're tanking. That man is a fucking defensive liability, bro. You should see him battling bigs in the paint, bro. He's trying his fucking hardest, and they're scoring every time.
Shit.
But that's sports for me. Oh, the Steelers, bro. They beat the Commanders. Yo, by a point. Ask any racer, James. Ask any real racer.
Fuck out of here.
That man, George Pickens, is hilarious on a football field.
Bro, he's a menace.
There are plays where he's not even in the game. Like, he is somewhere else in his head. He's probably zooted out of his mind. Like, the way he jumped on old boy during that kickoff
interception. Oh, yeah. That was crazy, bro. I saw it live, and I was like, man, he's so funny. But then I didn't think he was going to get a
– I want to hear his inner monologues. Yeah, I'm going to fuck him up. I got him.
You can try to block me?
Yeah. Watch this. There's something about – playing in Pittsburgh, man, they just generate the most CT motherfuckers out there.
Le'Veon Bell,
AB, now Pickens. They're just wild, man.
Yeah, they're acting crazy out there.
James, you want to go or you want me to?
I can go. Real quick, Greg, is the Tech ranked?
Basketball?
What'd you say? Nah, we're not ranked in basketball.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Ken Palms got us. They had us at 16 preseason. But
okay.
A, that's data, you know what I'm saying? The AP is like actual voters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't fuck with us. Gotcha. Which is fine. Hey, we don't need them to fuck with us.
Gotcha. Oregon, we won. At this point, we're playing mediocre teams to end the season, so I'm not super worried unless just something wild just happens. But yeah, I don't even remember who we played, to be honest. But 10-0, we running number one in the nation, so cool. On to NFL. 2-game winning streak for these Panthers, bro. We playoff bound. We in the hunt. If y'all saw the graphic, we in the hunt.
Are they 2-7?
Or yeah, two and seven. 2-7?
2-6, something like that. It's not good.
Yeah. Someone's gotta come out of that division, I guess.
Fuck. Hey, why not be us? Why not be us?
Okay,
but 2-game winning streak. We don't look any better. We're just somehow scraping out wins. Chuba Hubbard, our best offensive player. They probably trade him or cut him sometime this season. Who knows? But he's our bright spot right now. I think Adam Thielen is coming back, so there might be another little old weapon on the outside. He's kind of fragile, but. Hey, 2 wins, I'm not tripping. We had the Saints on suicide watch, so, hey, I'll take it. Damn. But I think we'll be all right. We're not trying to win too much because we have a lot of picks going into next season, so we're just going to scrape by and just maybe – how many games is there, 16?
17. 17? No, 17 now. Yeah, because my boy Mike Tomlin can't finish 8-8 no more.
Okay. Let's just get 5 wins and we cool. But anyway, who am I thinking about? Oh, Celtics. Yeah, no, they're running. Nothing to write home about. They in the, what is that tournament called? In-season tournament, whatever thing.
Oh, okay. Well, is that why the courts are all fucking blue right now?
Yeah, that's why the courts are all funky.
I was like, who's this, Boise State? What's going on?
Yeah, they got that going on right now. And so far, so good. They're running. They almost lost to Milwaukee, but came back. I think they're down by like 20 or something. So, fuck Giannis. But anyway. Okay. Who am I missing? Oh, Carolina. I was like, I'm missing somebody. Carolina.
Oh, you're talking about the Tar Heels. I was like, you just talked about Carolina.
No. Carolina Tar Heels.
Sorry.
We're okay. We just lost to fucking Kansas. So, they're number one team in the nation right now. So, So it was close. 89.
What? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but they had the game on at the bar when I was there, and like I was catching glimpses. What did you think of that Kansas team? Did you watch the game, or did you just see the highlights?
I saw the highlights. Kansas is always a scary team. They always look good in basketball. It's just this year, I think they look better. They look really good this year. I don't
hear that, bro. I don't want to hear that.
But, but from what I saw, and the game was still close. It was 92-89, but Kansas looked solid this year. And again, they always good at basketball, but this year it could be a Final Four run, maybe. But and like you said, Tech is looking good, so maybe Tech upsets them or something. But the Kansas team is looking real good this year. But we're 1-1 right now, number 9 team in the nation. We lost to the number 1 team, so you know, we're sitting okay. Nothing super crazy, and I really don't be buying into the season as much. As long as you get enough wins and do well in conference play to get into the Big Dance, and then we can talk about it. But so far, so good.
The Jets got me on unalive watch. I swore them off, and then they beat the Texans. I thought, okay, there's a chance, right? Because the AFC East, just like the NFC South, is up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody want to come out of that division, and then you get blown out by the Cardinals. You got beat by toddler Murray, all right, little badass kid running around with the football. So the Jets, I want Aaron Rodgers to stay playing because I do not want that motherfucker in politics because I fear that he'll enter that realm. So if that means my football team is doomed for the end of time, that's fine as long as he doesn't enter the real world. So yeah, we're cursed. Joe Namath sold to the devil for that Super Bowl back in 69, whenever it was. The Rockets look good. There's a lot of youth on that team, man. A lot of youth, like Greg was saying about the Spurs. But, man, there's pieces. And whenever they're on, I think they're a legit threat. Now, to see Minnesota or the Nuggets in a series, but I think that there's a chance to make the playoffs this year for them. Moving on.
Jalen Green and what's his name, Seguin? When they're on, they're on.
Yeah, bro. And if Jabari ever gets his shit together – if he can just turn into the player that his what archetype is,
mm-hmm.
is dangerous. I mean, 6'10" forward who can move the ball up and down the court, can create shots for himself. Like that's what you see. That's KD. That's Giannis. These big athletic scrawny motherfuckers. But yeah, man. Whenever they're on, and then Reed Shepard, he looks nice. I mean, he's not, you know, Spurs rookie nice, but he'll contribute. He'll get some minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't see him getting relegated or sent down to the G League anytime soon. Yeah, moving on to Austin, Texas. A lot of stuff in the news about my guys, about how they don't deserve to be number 3. I got two words for you, like they used to say back in D-Generation X, suck it. They're number 3 until they're not. I don't care if their schedule doesn't fit your agenda, right? There's a reason Army is sitting there 24th or whatever it is. It's because they're Army. SMU is sitting there at 13th. It's because they're SMU. The Blue Bloods are the Blue Bloods. Okay, no one's putting any respect on BYU's name. They're undefeated, and then whenever they lose, they'll fall off. But the SEC reigns supreme, and if you want to come for the crown, you better come correct, all right? Because the big dog is back in the SEC. I know Texas lost to Georgia. I understand that, okay? But one lost SEC team right now, we're sitting at the top of the conference. I really, really hate that the quarterbacks in line to lead this team are Republicans. I'd like to smack the dog shit out of them and then say, keep it going.
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them. Arch and Quinn.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Breaking news. Wembanyama. Youngest player to have a 50-point game. He's got a 50-point game tonight.
They're playing the Wizards.
Hey, 50 points. Ask any racer. Ask any real race racer.
That's been episode 44.
Look at Hayden, dude.
Youngest center. I'm sorry. Not youngest player.
No, that's impressive. I mean, a 50 ball for anybody. That's crazy.
What the fuck is going on? He's got 8 three-pointers, bro. The last 3 games, 6 three-pointers, 6 three-pointers, 8 three-pointers.
Who do you think he is?
If anybody falls on his foot, he's done.
Hey, I'm in the San Antonio Spurs Facebook group. You want to talk about some dumb motherfuckers, bro? Go look at that shit. Wimby was shooting like 10 for 51 in threes the previous 6 games before this streak. Motherfuckers in that group were losing their mind. Wimby needs to stop playing like KD. He needs to get down in the paint. Now they're sucking his dick because he's been making all of it.
Gotta love it, man. The city that
down in the paint.
Yeah, but UT's got Arkansas. Arkansas fans will call it a rivalry. UT fans don't really consider it a rivalry anymore. Arkansas, they favor, like, I don't know, Kentucky and some other schools. I'm glad it's an AM game because those people down in Fayetteville can get crazy in night games. Ole Miss hung 60 on them. I'm not saying Texas is going to hang 60, but I like their chances. That defense looked spotty against Florida's run, but we'll see how it goes. 8-1, hopefully can win out. 11-1, get a shot at the SEC title game, and then try to make a playoff run. But that's all I got for my sports.
Football season's almost over. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Makes me sad. But I got a kid now, so I can occupy myself.
There you go.
I don't just have to sit around.
I wanted to reach out this tweet. Excuse me. It's KD getting into with this fan on Twitter. And first it was a quote tweet because this fan yelled at LeBron that he needed one more rebound or whatever, and LeBron went and got him a rebound. And this buddy dude said, at KD, Trey would tell us to get a job. Meanwhile, Bron knows what's up. And then KD, go get a job for the love of God. And then somebody quote tweeted it. And he says, you got to have money to bet money, you raggedy, frail, nappy, bony bitch. Fuck you think people betting hopes and dreams? Wow. Do your job, bitch ass, for the love of David Stern. And then they go into the comments. They're still arguing. And he said, and get on your weak ass burner if you have to. And then KD finally tweeted back, you lucky I changed my life.
Isn't he out right now? Like, he's
you lucky I changed my life. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's changed my life. I'm going to put that as my header on the cool.
Injured Kevin Durant is a dangerous Kevin Durant for the internet because he's just spending his time on his phone.
Bro, the since he's been out, he's just been tweeting these people that are betting him on his parlays and stuff. Like, bro, why are you out? This and this and that. Or why'd you not
get
this
in the morning? He is a criminal.
Why are you tweeting this early?
This man wakes up and just chooses violence. He's glad he got rid of his burner. Well, before we get out of here, James, you want to ask your question?
Question.
Song of the week.
Should I ask Lulu song of the week?
Yeah, shit. I meant to do that earlier and I fucking forgot, but song of the week.
I've been waiting to do that for so long. It's just been building up inside of me for 2 weeks. I'll go first. Love Never Felt So Good by Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
I feel like I've said that before. If I have, PYT by Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Been on the Michael Jackson.
I don't know if you have or not, but we'll see. Sheesh. Greg, if you have yours, go ahead. I just lost mine.
I'm going to go with Walk It Off, my boy Freddie Gibbs. Y'all know I love coke raps, drug music.
You know what I mean? Drug music.
Sell drugs.
This man's a cafeteria guy.
I am. Work with kids.
Hair net and everything.
Goodness gracious. Oh, man. I'm going to go with Dance with the Devil. I don't know how to say this dude's name, but it has Anderson .Paak in it. And it's BLXST. Blast? Blixt?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know how to say that either, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, Dance with the Devil.
Lulu just said her song of the week is Define Gravity by Wicked. Not familiar with the song. She did say she's sad. She didn't get to say her song of the week. Sorry, Lulu, we forgot. It's actually my fault. I rushed you out because I wanted to get to sports. That's my fault.
I completely blank when she said sports. So that's my
bad. All right. Well, it's James's fault then. So
All right. Let's chill a little bit.
As long as it's not my fault, we're golden.
I want to mention two more topics before we get out of here. They're super quick. So y'all know that the Disney Channel's old actress, Skye Jackson, mm-hmm. She used to be in some stuff on Disney Channel. Well, she's pregnant. And she announced it on People's or whatever. But before that, it was last night or the night before, the dude that got her pregnant said this on Facebook. On WAP, I'm salty. I got this dumbass Disney Channel bitch pregnant. I hate this hoe. That's the baby daddy, bro.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy, Yerky.
Yerky. And he went on IG Live and was talking shit to all of her fans. Because, you know, they're coming for him because he's obviously he ain't no good. But, yeah.
Well, Well, they didn't. Wasn't she trying to say he got hacked? So he didn't get hacked if he went on IG Live and was being.
No, he went on. Yeah, he went on IG Live and was still talking shit. So he didn't get hacked.
That's crazy, bro. Why would she do that, bro? What is her problem? I heard. I don't know if it's true, but I read that she met him. She was his pen pal in prison.
What?
And, oh no, that's. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what I heard.
I have no clue how they met or anything. I just saw that day before yesterday or last night. I can't remember what day it was, but I was like, you got to do better than that, man. That's, this dude's already on Facebook talking hot shit.
Don't have sex with just anybody, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it a buck. Abort that child while you still can.
Hey, obviously he don't like you, and he already has 3 kids. So, I mean, hey. But next thing, there's a recall on butter at Costco. Nearly 80,000 pounds of butter have been recalled. So 1,300 cases of the Kirkland Signature Unsalted Sweet Cream Butter was recalled. And then 900 cases of the 16-ounce 4-stick packs of the Kirkland Signature Salted Sweet Cream Butter. They say they don't know what it is, but it could be an undeclared allergen in the butter from the milk. So I don't know.
Butter at Costco.
So if you bought that butter, throw it away.
Yeah, no, I didn't buy no fucking Costco butter. I buy that Irish brand, that gold box. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Irish something.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know why I buy that. This box was shiny. I said shit.
I never buy butter, to be honest, unless I actually need it for that day or whatever. And then it just sits in my refrigerator forever, and then I have to end up throwing it away. It's terrible.
I keep butter on deck. I keep margarine for my toast and for my buns, and I keep butter for my cooking and for my baking.
What kind of butter do you use?
Like Greg said, I'll get that Irish whatever sweet cream or cream, whatever it is called. Or, I mean, shit, I'll buy the United brand, the Walmart brand. I mean, butter is butter to me.
It's called Kerrygold, James. Kerrygold pure Irish salted butter.
Kerrygold, gotcha. I've been using olive oil.
Tastes better or any of that shit, but you know.
Gotcha. All right, last thing, and we get up out of here.
Bless you.
Y'all know the Wiki movie that's about to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a toy line that was dropping and everything, and they're promoting it. And the people that did the toys are like, if you want to see more, you know, merch and stuff, go to our site.
Oh,
and they put, you know, www.wiki.com. That's not the site. Turns out it's a, you know, adult site, and
corn
parents are getting upset. It's wikimovie.com, not just wicked. And yeah, they've been trying to correct it this past few days. They're taking those toys off at the stores because it's on the back of the box and stuff, but don't go to wicked.com. Apparently it's bad stuff. Don't know what kind of bad stuff, but avoid it.
How they spell wicked?
Wiki.
I think it was just regular CK.
Oh, see, so you visited the site
there. Bro, and then wicked all that. What are you talking about?
Got him.
Yeah, you dirty. You got dirty.
Anyway, close the side.
Yeah, good to be back. Again, shout out to Lulu for coming on. Shout out Greg for getting that set up for us. Follow the Instagram at @brewsandbanter_pod. Keep liking, subscribing, downloading the show. Really means a lot to us. If you're still with us, we appreciate you. If you jumped on this wagon recently, welcome. It's not all negativity. We do like to have a good time. But with that, James, Greg, what do we got?
Over under pod, we dropped a new episode talking about the games from last week and stuff. And then we will have an episode dropping Friday where we'll talk about these coming up games and also the playoff picks and everything and get a little bit into that. And then, you know, Anime Corner, if y'all want to go listen about some anime, we over there too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have nothing going on. You know, I've just been working and shit. I broke my Stratocaster. It still plays. I might drop my Cash App on the Instagram if y'all want to donate. I'm gonna try to replace it with a really nice neck. But that's all I got going on. You know, drink of water, do some stretches.
All right. First episode completed as a dad. So feels pretty good. Until next time, y'all. We'll see you. Stay safe out there.